Welcome to the AI and Data-Driven Leadership Podcast, the show where we spotlight the innovators and leaders who are transforming the future using the power of data and AI. I'm your host, Dean Gaeta, author, podcaster, and founder and CEO of Infragistics and Slingshot. We're living in an exciting era, a time where builders, leaders, and entrepreneurs are using data and AI to fuel unprecedented growth, create groundbreaking products, and drive meaningful transformations in their industry. If you're ready to learn from some of the brightest minds and uncover actionable insight to take your business to the next level, you're in the right place. And if you have a story to share, stick around until the end of the show. We'll tell you how you can become our next guest and inspire leaders around the globe. Welcome to the AI Data-Driven Leadership Podcast. Let's dive in. Okay, well, I'm really excited to introduce Tom Gigas. I hope I said that right, but
yeah.
amazing entrepreneur, started Tires Plus, wrote some incredible business books, and has created this documentary called Confessions of a CEO. And just kind of really honored to have you here. Now, you can do a way better job than me introducing yourself. And also, thanks for coming on. I mean, Tom had some cancer and with his voice. So he'll explain a little bit more, but his voice a little raspy from that medical condition. But yeah, what an honor to have you on.
Thank you, Dean. Yeah, I had cancer 35 years ago, and they did radiation. And for 25 years, there was no effect. But then started to affect my voice. But anyway, I figure half a lung is better than no lung. And I'm grateful that I have my mind and my mobility.
amazing. I mean, you have so much to share. So, it's some of the things you talk about. I didn't learn lessons in life running my company until a lot later, because I come from a generation just work really hard, and you know, not and it took me a long time to learn about balance and take care of yourself and take time off and be with the ones you love and meditate if that helps you and just get some good sleep. But it's kind of amazing, some of the books you wrote. But we're going to talk about AI too, but I think you have so much to share to our audience about some of these lessons and things that you deeply believe in. And but you want to just kind of share a little bit, like you've written a bunch of books, and just share a little bit about some of your philosophies of balance and still being an entrepreneur or running companies?
Sure. And yeah, I've had three books. One was a bestseller, and they're on personal management, winning in the game of life, and business management, the big book of small business. So yeah, those are great. When I had my triggering wake-up call, that's when. Before that, I was a pretty mean CEO. I had affairs and not really living my life ethically, morally, etc. And after cancer, divorce, and my business on the road, I made many changes. And it worked so well for me personally, I brought it into the business, and then our business skyrocketed.
Wow.
And I have many different philosophies. I'll just start with one, that leaders need to be warm-hearted, yet tough-minded. And leaders make the mistake of being either dictators or doormat. So I'm not saying, oh, everything the employees won't do it. Yeah, no, it's not about that. But it's not about being a mean boss, a dictator, you'll do it my way or the highway. And I discovered that balance, and very few leaders find that, where, hey, I love you, I care about you, and you're responsible. Not but takes away what you said. And you're responsible to follow through with your pledge in your area of our company. And if they don't, then, hey, let's find a way you can do it. And if not, then, and you've tried and tried, then you need to say, hey, it's not working. I care about you, but I don't think this this is a match. And I hope you move to whatever you want to do now.
Yeah, I tell you, like, if employees just show up and don't really care about who they're working for, who they're working with, or the values that they're delivering into the market, like, you won't compete and do amazing things. Right. And when you can really, you know, touch that human spirit, like you're talking about, that's when you have a really high performing competitive company and resilient culture, and you can withstand all the challenges that happen in the market. And so I 100% agree with your philosophies. And yeah, and everyone's running a business, so it doesn't mean to be a doormat, as you say. It means, like, okay, you have to make the calls when things aren't going well for the whole team. But yeah, I love it. And it was interesting how many, like, really thought leaders that are agreeing with you. I mean, I watched a little bit of intro to Confessions of a CEO, and you just, you know, which is, maybe you want to talk a little bit, maybe that's on Netflix now. Is that right?
No, Amazon Prime.
Okay. Amazon Prime.
And Apple TV, Fandango at Home, Google Play, Vimeo On Demand. So,
wow.
On 5 streamers.
But excellent.
Amazon is the most popular one.
Amazing.
And what's really neat, the reception is through the roof. We're at 5 stars on Amazon Prime. Rotten Tomatoes, 100%.
100%. I mean, yeah. I always look at Rotten Tomatoes. If anything is high 70s, low 80s, it's always an amazing, amazing thing to watch. And 100%, I never even heard of.
No, this has been incredible. We got a Kelly Award, one of the top awards below the Oscars and the Golden Globe.
Wow.
So yeah, we're really excited. And anyone wants to check out the trailer, go to Amazon Prime, and a quick search is CEO. You just type in 3 letters, CEO, and we're the first to come up.
Oh, great. So you just go on Amazon Prime and just search CEO, and then your title will come up, and they can do a quick review preview of it.
Yep.
Excellent. Yep. Excellent.
Exactly.
Well, do you want to tell the audience, you know, a little synopsis of what they're in store for? What is it about? And then why were you compelled to make this documentary?
I was compelled to make it because I felt that we as people, every time we're asked, how are we doing? What does everybody say?
Fine.
Yeah, fine. But you know what? It isn't fine. Everyone has their own personal demons, their own challenges. And I felt I needed to come clean what all mine were and what happened to me. Hell, I had my former assistant come on to say his wife had called and wanted to know where he was. I knew where he was, but I couldn't tell her. And that made me really uncomfortable. So, I bear it all. And I told how I changed. So it's a roadmap. Everyone has watched it and said, inspired them to make tweaks and changes in their own life. The second reason I made it is corporations, most of them, are doing bad things. And I felt I needed to expose that. Now, it's not a shaming, but it is a challenging them to be better. I'll give you some examples. In the 70s, when I started, CEOs were making 20 times their average worker. And I was making 10 times. Today, the average CEO is making 350 times the average worker.
Wow.
350. Now, you know, why do you need that much money and be cutting here or there, not giving them much in terms of pay increases? That's not okay. And customers of big corporations are getting fooled at hidden fees, packaging. They reduce just a little bit so they can keep the same price, but they're actually charging more. Many other ways they're fooling their customers. Then community giving. They are, in the 70s, the average corporation was giving 2% of their net profit to charity, to community. Today, it's plummeted to 0.8%, less than 1%.
Wow.
So I am challenging corporation to be transparent and not only share their financial numbers, but share these other metrics.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know what's happening now too, like even in AI, you have some of these AI researchers being offered $100 million in salary, you know, almost like, you know, kind of like professional ball players. But, you know, the other thing, though, is, which is kind of important, I think what you stand for is we're building these AI systems that are very goal oriented, and they could be ruthless at just delivering on the goal. Like a lot of, you know, every entrepreneur or CEO kind of needs to be goal oriented, and that's the way you, you know, really can build something and grow something. But these AIs don't have some of this humility, don't have some of this compassion, don't have any of these emotions or any of these great human characteristics that you promote and that are just healthy for society, human beings, in the workplace. And we have a real dilemma in our hands with what's happening as we develop more agentic AIs taking over work, the workforce. And I don't know if you have any thoughts about that, but we've got a big
Yeah.
dilemma ahead of us.
Okay. A, I commend what you're saying. And you're right. We're almost being robotic. Leaders today, devoid of human emotion. Even the feeling of personal is personal and work is work. I disagree. You don't have to be a different person at work than you are at home.
I agree. It should not
But
be a different person.
you shouldn't.
Right.
But
I agree.
that is what most leaders say. A few things on AI from my perspective. A, there are good uses for it. We used it in our film, 11 Labs. One of our producers spoke the words that we wanted to say in narration, and it spit out my voice,
Wow.
where I had many. Many hours of my previous voice. So that's a good thing. And we disclose it in the film. What we say, hey, here's what we did. Then we use it in our venture capital fund. I'm chairman and owner of a venture capital fund called the Gramercy Fund. And we use AI to research investments. So, hey, that's fine, but let's not go too far with it.
Yeah, I don't know if you have some thoughts just about responsible AI. It seems just capitalism and the race to build, AGI and the race to like lead there is, taking over from how it can be responsible. Because I mean, we've seen already early on these models, these LLMs, where they're even lying to maintain their, to achieve their goals. And it's kind of hard. Like, it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, the race of building the best model and not taking care of the safety issues with everything. And once we start hooking them up to running more of the economy and weapon systems and critical functions, there's going to be some bad situations.
Amen. And to me, one of the solutions, not the only one, but one, is to have many people in the room deciding the rules of the road. And it needs to be widely agreed upon that what is fair, what is really ethical, what is safe, and to come up with those rules and have those be part of the landscape, and they need to be monitored. And people that aren't obeyed need to pay the price. Now, that is a simplistic look, but it's my Cliff Notes version of one solution.
Well, I tell you, after people watch your documentary, you could put an AI in that doc. Like, that instead of the CEOs and the motivations, what's happening there, you can put the AI in there, and it could be the film in a couple of years from now, because like we don't really know how these probabilistic neural networks really work, except for we're training them to be goal oriented and to achieve things. And so we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us. I love AI and believe in it, but the speed of the race is on, and we've all got to be aware of that.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. And so now the confessions of a CEO, you talk about like profit oriented and really, at all costs. And like, I didn't get to watch the whole documentary, but I'm assuming towards the end or somewhere in the middle that you're tying it back to, well, there's a lot of people that are CEOs that are, care about their people, and which is also good for profit and driving growth. And can you share some of that?
Well, really, my point is that too many CEOs are putting profits over people and society. And my point is, and I was doing that, and I was friends with, I gave speeches at many of the largest corporations in the world once I discovered a new way to operate a company. So too many companies are not, they're putting profit over people and society. And when they do that, they can make short-term profit. But what I learned when I put people and society over profits, the ironic thing that it beget much higher levels of sales and profit. That's the irony of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So your lessons learned were that you actually were driving growth and profit when you had good intentions about your workforce, your employees. Is that what your, some of the things like how you talk, how you treat, how you get work done in a more humane way? Is that like kind of your lessons learned, is like how everyone interacts with each other? Bring your true self to work. Don't have your worker self and your home self. Bring your whole self to work.
Yeah, that's one, Gene. Two is we adjust enthusiasm index and adjust enthusiasm quotes that, and we took care of our guests like they were guests in our home.
Yeah.
And we took their hands, we had comfortable waiting areas. We had set tap into the showroom so they didn't smell tired. We had, and our employees, we had yoga classes. We had massage therapists go around to the store and give chair-like massages to our employees.
Well, so, that's what, not, and that was, what year was that? That was 1980s, 70s?
Yeah, 35 years ago.
That's why it's amazing. Like today, okay, people go crazy in tech with some of this stuff. Not so much today, but like that was a trendsetter back 35 years ago.
Yeah, and people actually, even today, for a while that was in, but even that is not practice much today. And companies need to put teammates, we call them, first.
Yep.
And I have eight, in the film, eight elements that a healthy leader needs to do in a business to be successful.
Now, what are those eight things?
You don't have to watch the film.
Well, I could imagine some of them. I'm going to watch the whole film, but I know that you really care about coaching and helping people continually get better, improve, and which changes a whole dynamic. And I love that you call people teams. It's not employees. We're a team. I mean, all of those words, and then you reflect it in action, you know, truly do create a great environment.
Yeah, and I've given you some, half cheesy, I've given you some of those tips during this interview. But people really, you know, for I think $4.99, for $5 on Amazon Prime, you can learn everything I know about business and what corporations are really doing today behind the scenes and how they need to be better and how individuals can overcome their life challenges. It's all in that 90 minutes.
Yeah, great. And I would add to reflect on that to, you know, what's going to happen when someone has so much power over these AIs, then how much potential impact to society that can happen, that we all have to ensure that that power does not get out of control, because then you become a, you know, dictator kind of like, you know, place to live, which none of us want. We want a democracy and we
Amen.
Want, yeah. And so
Amen.
There's those real threats. They're no longer like theoretical hypothesis. These are like real threats out there. And yeah, I'm sure you have a, you know, way you talk about corporations, I think reflect onto some of these AI, these, and so we have to be careful.
Absolutely.
So today you're running a venture fund. Are there any new books that you're going to be writing, or what's the future look like?
No, right now we're promoting our film, Confessions of a CEO, and I still mentor. In the film, you'll learn that I mentored Al Gore,
wow,
Deepak Chopra, Bobby Kennedy Jr. He's controversial, but half of what he does isn't so great, but half of it is phenomenal in what he's doing. So
wow.
Everyone has their demon.
Yes.
I helped Dan Buettner, founder of Blue Zone, the longevity concept. I helped him found that. So had a lot of interesting experiences that we share, and all of them share on screen.
That's amazing. Yeah, the Blue Zone, and so you mentored all those like incredibly famous people. That's
yeah.
impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like I think that's just how things like if you like some of your messages that, you know, be yourself always and be real. And so no matter how famous you are or what great work you do, we're all human. And so, and we all can keep learning and we all can keep collaborating with each other. So it doesn't matter what you've already accomplished. It's like, okay, be humble and keep creating, keep thinking. And I think that's probably some of your message.
Dean, beautifully said. Matter of fact, I would say my goal on the planet is to learn and teach.
Nice.
Learn and teach. And Dean, too many leaders feel like they know it all.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I mean, the pace of experimenting, learning, and continued learning is the only sustainable and resilient thing that you can do. Plus, it's a lot more fun, you know, that when you
right.
continue to learn and share and work with others to solve hard problems. I mean, that's like some of the joy of
yeah.
running a business and some of the things that we all do. But But I just wanted to highlight what you said. I mean, you've mentored some really incredible historic people, and the point is like, okay, they're human too, and we all have to keep learning. So like keeping that open-mindedness, not being the know-it-all or the CEO or the power over everyone. No,
Right.
that's not good.
Yeah. For many years, I mentored and consulted each one of them.
Wow, that's impressive.
Thank
That's a
you.
great accomplishment. That's
Yeah.
amazing.
And you know what? I learned from them too.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street. I love learning, but I love helping others.
Yeah, it gives you joy. Yeah,
It's a joy. Yeah.
that's
I mean, you know the old saw, you get a better feeling from giving than you do from receiving.
Yeah, it's not so at first you don't believe it, then once you do and experience it, you're like, oh yeah, that's pretty
Yeah.
nice. That's pretty good.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's great positive energy. So any questions I didn't ask that you wish that you said, oh, I wish Dean would have asked me that so I can share that. Did anything come to mind there?
No, you've actually been very, very good.
Okay, good. Now, so go to Amazon and Prime and search CEO. They'll find Confessions of a CEO, which I didn't watch the whole thing, but I recommend it. I already liked the beginning, and then just reading your background, I'm sure you know it's like great philosophy. I mean, you came from the heart. You know, you actually sound like you experienced it, and then you learned, and now you're mentoring and sharing that information.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thanks for encouraging your viewers and listeners to watch the film. Some of the quotes, the producer of The Bachelor said, "I'm still feeling the buzz, being the another producer said that it is plays like a thriller.
Oh, nice.
So it's not, when people think of documentary, they think kind of a vanilla, boring.
Yeah.
This is a docu-drama that is part feature-length film, part documentary, and it is not your typical documentary.
Oh man, I can't wait to watch it. Yeah, so like you guys hit the storytelling thing and to get the point across. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to checking it out. I wish I would have watched the whole thing before this interview. I would have had some better, additional questions to say. But Tom,
Yeah.
thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dean. Take care, and your viewers. I wish you the very best that life has to offer, personally and professionally. Bye-bye.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Dean Guida here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Data Driven Leadership Podcast, where we showcase the visionaries who are shaping the future with data and AI. If you're a successful leader, entrepreneur, or business professional and want to share your story on this program, we'd love to hear from you. Visit us at podcast.slingshotapp.io to apply. Got something value out of this interview? Share the love. Take a quick screenshot, post it to your favorite social platform, or text it to a friend. Don't forget to tag the show and use the hashtag AI Data Driven Leadership. I love seeing your posts and suggestions for future guests. And if you know someone who would make a great guest, let them know about the show. We're dropping new episodes regularly, so don't miss out. Hit subscribe wherever you listen, and if you enjoyed this episode, a quick thumbs up, rating, or review would mean the world to me and my team. Want to stay connected? Visit our website at podcast.slingshotapp.io or find me on LinkedIn at Dean Guida, and Instagram at DeanGaida89. Thanks again for listening to the AI Data-Driven Leadership Podcast. We'll see you next time.